Ladies and gentlemen, the sound of the weekend. Happy, happy Friday. It is 9:07 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Never. Bang it hard. Give me that bass. Nothing but the bass. Actually, there is some bass there.
I thought that's why you said that.
Thanks.
It is lucked out.
John Entwistle. Actually, he was never in Todd Rundgren's band.
Really?
Thanks, Todd. You ain't pretty, but man, you put out some good music.
Man. A lot of great songs.
Yeah. Says the guy with the face for radio. I meant me, not.
Yeah, but he had some odd album covers back in the day.
He was an odd dude, but a talented one.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, we like that. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, everybody's looking to maybe enhance their own creative abilities. Maybe people have gone through traumatic experiences and they utilize maybe different ways in which to seek help. Some are using hallucinogenics. Some have been around for years, but that doesn't mean they're necessarily safe for everyone. A Mexican actress is dead after voluntarily participating in a spiritual cleansing ritual during which she reportedly consumed poisonous Amazonian frog venom.
I've heard of this stuff. It's not something to mess with.
No.
There's some people, word venomous, I think, was probably the key here.
Yeah, there's people that claim there's health benefits to, I think, putting it like on their skin. But about consuming it, I don't know. But apparently she started throwing up, had severe diarrhea, and then refused help. That was probably when somebody's like hallucinating and they're so sick from something like this, yeah. You don't allow them to refuse help. You
have good judgment at that point.
Now you've got to, you've got to find a way to hydrate them, and that's why they're wanting to speak to the shaman in charge about it. So, yeah, you literally are putting your life in someone else's hands in these things, and you also don't know how you might react to any particular substance. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Pete. Good morning.
Morning. I'm calling about the Amazonian frogs.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that 50 years ago, a person could get thrown in jail for having a joint in their car. And at the same time, there were two groups of people in society. One group said marijuana was the devil's weed, and the other group said it had health benefits. Well, now there's a vape shop on every corner of every city, in Florida anyway. So I predict that in 50 years, there'll be an Amazonian frog shop on every corner. Thank you, Bob.
Interesting.
I don't know if they breed that quick. Well, 50 years, he said. So, yeah. Okay.
That old vape thing. You know the irony of that? If you remember the whole point of it when they came out with it, this is a great way for you to quit smoking. You'll do these instead. You'll wind it down. You'll lose the need for the nicotine, and you'll quit smoking. And then now we've got people vaping this garbage, putting all kinds of stuff in their body. It's like, it didn't really help.
But if you do away with all that stuff, you end up tearing down the other side of University Boulevard because what's their mantra downtown when they're trying to rent out some of those shabby buildings? Vapes, tats, and booze.
Oh.
Anything the students could use.
Wow.
I just made that up. I thought it was pretty good, though.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Vapes, tats, and booze.
That old saying you just made up.
Yeah. No, but you think about it.
Oh,
They do tend to pop up, so that means people are frequenting those places, spending their money in those places. I'm not making fun of the store. I'm trying not to. It's because it's Amazonian frog venom.
Yeah.
You can't help but have a reaction to that. Oh, again, poor choice of words. I can't help my. It's like I'm like Joe Biden. I mean, I open my mouth and insert my foot. Did you hear what he did the other day? He brought up slavery. Yeah, in an African country. Mm-hmm. Kind of odd. What the heck? President Joe Biden toured the National Museum of Slavery in Angola's capital, Luanda, on Tuesday, delivered a speech in which he described slavery as America's original sin and claiming it still taints American public discourse. Yeah, thanks to the Democrats, it sure does. Everybody else was over it. All the black people. Hispanics, Asians, white people.
Yep.
Everybody's moving past it. Have moved past it for the most part.
Except
there's always some little exceptions here and there, but for the most part, we had a black president in 8 years. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, so if we're all racist, how exactly did he win?
Twice.
Yeah, give me a break. Yeah, come on.
So stupid.
It's just we're so over it. But yeah, it taints American public discourse to this day because of Democrats.
Yeah. How many times have we talked about it? Obama had a great opportunity to do some great work with race relations and the issues that young black males in our country deal with. What did he choose to do? Make it worse. That's what he chose to do.
He did. He took sides racially on a couple of very controversial things where nobody would know the ultimate truth as early on as he came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't give it much thought, it didn't appear. And, he defended the person of color almost regardless of the situation and circumstances, instead of reaching out and saying, hey, black man, you got to take your responsibility seriously. Being a father is not being a baby daddy. It is being a real father that is loaded full of responsibilities that if you give it your best, okay, at the end of the day, people will call you a man.
Mm-hmm.
And anything short of that, you're less than a man. And yet he didn't clearly have the courage to do that.
You know, it kind of goes back, too, to some of the things we talked about in the 8 o'clock hour. We had author Kane Davis on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of what unfortunately, politicians, the Democrat Party, did to the black community, keeping them down, keeping them oppressed, did not really want to help them. They were working for a voter base.
Well, when the American family was under attack, it was first felt by black families.
Right.
Thomas Sowell, who is a black man economist, he is an expert on the economy.
And he speaks very well as well.
He tells the story, and you could probably do a search and find it, but he does a story about how well the Washington, D.C. high schools performed in, I believe it was maybe the 1940s when they had some of the measuring sticks. But, three of the four quadrants was black. And all four of the high school quadrants performed very well. And in some cases, the blacks outperformed the so-called white schools. Mm-hmm. That was long before desegregation and the civil rights movement and all of that. Long before it. Long before the government was tried to involve themselves in what would normally be like family matters and family business.
Yeah.
And you can see how that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Not so well. By the way, if you missed the interview, it is worth a listen, I think. And all you have to do is look for the Bob Rose Show podcast, and you look for it wherever you normally get your podcast, and you click on subscribe, and there you have it. And you're welcome, and Merry Christmas. All right. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. We'll grab some more headlines and let you know what's going on in the world. You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's 9:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. Here we are. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Pete Hegseth, still on the bubble. Is he going to get the gig? Trump saying good things. Voters seem to back him up, Republican-leaning voters. And Senate-elect Jim Banks, looks like he's giving him the thumbs up. So we shall see. We may not be losing our governor anytime soon, but nothing is done completely yet. Nor have they caught that killer of the CEO of UnitedHealthcare. He was shot, but in the leg, in the back. At least two shots, not three anyway. He died. The killer got away. Lots of information. A pretty good photographic information. Apparently in one of the photos, it's characterized as him possibly flirting. Was that at a bank or somewhere?
Was at the hostel where he was staying at the lobby, and there was a gal there and said she wanted to see a smile. And he did.
Oh.
For the camera.
For the camera.
He just didn't know it. Yep. Well, he was very sloppy in this whole thing. Had been to a coffee shop, threw his cup in the trash can. Well, there's, you know, fingerprints and
burner
DNA.
Phone got retrieved.
Yeah, there's all kind. This is very sloppy.
Yeah.
So he will be caught. And you've got the city looking for him. Everybody knows what he looks like. You can all have his picture on your phone. So, yeah, they'll catch him.
You know anything about the gun used?
No, that's interesting that they haven't said anything about that.
Well, the only things that I've seen allude to a gun that they call a classic spy gun.
If that is the case, that's going to be like an old small either Walther or Walther, as some blacks to call them, or Beretta.
Are you supposed to pronounce it with a V?
If you're doing the German thing.
Okay.
They used a lot of those with suppressors in the movies.
What about
and in the books and
a well rod, so. Or is it a Velrod? Rod? Vel rod, you never heard of that?
No.
Another guy says
familiar.
That, or a BNT VP9 Station 6 pistol. Oh, people are saying some people have posted that.
Oh.
It is not.
Gotcha.
Huh. Yeah, and in fact, that was a commentary on a piece that was on one of the sites that I go to.
I'm just surprised that the authorities have not released what round it was, because they like to put information out there, you know, 9mm or 45 or whatever. Because my thought was it like going to be an up close old school 22 that with placement can kill you? But
he wasn't that.
It wasn't that close
in my opinion.
No, it was not. No.
But he was close enough to where you wouldn't have to be a good shot.
Right.
I don't know if the shot in the leg was purposeful
or
not.
I'm not sure about that. That's odd.
Because he was so close.
Yes.
Appeared to have, a sound stance.
Uh-huh.
Appeared to be in complete control of the weapon itself, line of sight, everything. I mean, check, check, check.
Yeah.
And he ends up shooting him in the leg with the first shot. So
I had wondered, because, he cleared the jam that he
fairly effectively,
had. And that
right?
was, again, what made me think, was it a .22? Because that would not be uncommon. Was that a random shot? Like, he cleared it, shot. Is that where the leg shot came from?
I haven't seen the whole video because most places are holding back on it, I'm sure. Have you seen the whole thing?
They stop it where the shooting starts.
Well, where he first gets shot in the leg. I've seen it as much as the shot actually hits the leg.
Okay.
And the CEO begins to, he's going to go down. But they stop right there. That's the furthest I've seen it.
So you're thinking that was the first shot?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
He was walking, standing straight upright, and moving in stride, the CEO was.
Huh. That's interesting.
Again, video sometimes can be taken out of context, and there could be a different overall meaning, but that's
interesting.
That's how I saw it.
Huh.
Yeah.
We will wait and find out. I'm sure they'll let us know more.
Yes.
As they desire to.
Indeed, they will. Black Church Coalition demands MSNBC suspend Al Sharpton over the fact that he took campaign money from Kamala Harris. National Black Church Initiative Coalition says it represents 27.7 million people and 150,000 black churches across the country.
So if taking money from a politician, if they think that's the worst thing this dude has ever done, he still hasn't paid his taxes. He's a slime ball.
Yeah.
Really? Taking money from a politician is the bad thing he did in his life?
For anybody who's not,
oh my goodness,
not sure about the character of Al Sharpton, Tawana Brawley.
Mm-hmm. Look it up.
Okay, do a little search on that.
Mm-hmm.
Tawana Brawley. And you will see where he kind of first became famous or infamous, depending on, I guess, your point of view. But anyway, so these people apparently have some clout. And they said Wednesday that the payment to Sharpton's group, quote, puts a moral stain on the integrity of the black church.
He's done more unquote. Than enough to do that over the years. That's almost laughable. He is such a charlatan and an opportunist.
No,
he is
Sharpton.
Same thing.
Okay.
Because he ain't too sharp.
Well done.
No. If they're going to kick him out, they should have done it a long time ago and not.
So they didn't say anything about pulling his reverency away, term would be.
If they didn't give it to him, they can't really do that.
Pull his license.
Yeah.
His preaching license. Yank that preaching license.
He needs a license for rabies. That's all he needs.
Wow. Tell me how you really feel about him, but tell me during the break so we can maintain our federal broadcast license, Greg.
Okay.
It is 9:28. Good morning and happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. Things that make you smile about 15 minutes away on 97.3 The Sky. Yowza! And happy Friday. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 9:35. Patriot of the Year. Donald J. Trump.
That's awesome.
One of the, probably the easiest to debate who the winner would be if you're in that room. So who do you think? Patriot of the Year. Yeah. Toss that one around. Of course, it's Donald Trump. And look, put the partisan stuff aside for just a second. Seriously, the guy is a billionaire. He's not looking for money. He's not looking for power. He's not looking for fame because he attained all of that already. He did this the way the founding fathers intended it to be, as an act of sacrifice for a nation he loves and believes in. And I believe the words that I'm telling you right now. Strongly. President-elect Donald Trump accepted the award, Patriot of the Year. This happened last night, Long Island event. It was organized by Fox Nation. And I believe it was hosted by Hannity. Yeah. It was hosted by Sean, our very own Sean Hannity. Trump accepted the award. And the award is designed to resemble the American flag. He did it right after there was a live performance of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA, a song that still gives me a positive patriotic chill.
Mm-hmm.
And in his acceptance speech, Trump reflected on his campaign for the White House, argued that the country is already seeing the fruits of his victory. We had such a spectacular election. Trump said, yes. Yes, we did. And Papa John's founder, John Schnatter, kind of jumping on that. Haven't heard from him in a long time. Pretty popular guy. I don't know, he said something racist or did something silly, and so he was canceled, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
But Donald Trump's election is going to usher in a renaissance like the country hasn't experienced since the framers signed the Constitution in 1789. So Papa John himself was shaking and a-shimmying and saying, we're going to party like it's 1789. Now everybody put on your coonskin hat.
Wow.
And dance around the fire. I don't know. What do you say? 1789,
that's,
you know?
That's going back a bit, yeah.
That's before the Rolling Stones even formed. I mean, come on.
They've been around a while.
Compared to 8 years ago, Trump is a completely different president-elect. More knowledgeable, more confident, more savvy. He's got a more well-defined plan and a much stronger, more loyal team in place to implement it. Yeah, absolutely agree. This version of Donald Trump, John Papa John Schnatter goes on to say, has spent 8 years learning the ins and outs of Washington. He understands how the game is played and how viciously his opponents will resist his efforts to make America great again. That institutional knowledge is going to be incredibly valuable. You know, one of the things that occurred during this election is if there were ever blinders on, if there was ever the Democrats' agendas hiding behind things, this was the year where all of that went away, mm-hmm. where you had to realize that the Democrat emperor was running around in his skivvies. And they made no attempt to throw him a rope. They were shameless in the way that they outwardly promoted their agenda. I mean, vehemently defending late-term abortions. That's not a winner with Americans. Not late-term. And all the polls indicate that. Mm-hmm. as such. Then they want kids to be mutilated and try to change their gender and give them a bunch of puberty blockers and hormones because it's for the mental health of the child. But if the child had an eating disorder, thought they were extremely overweight when they weren't, what would you do? Put them on a low-calorie diet? But isn't that exactly what you're doing when you say, yeah, you're right, you were probably born the wrong gender, and all this mental instability, this mental illness that you suffer from, whatever they are, don't worry, it'll all be fixed. For the young lady, by removing your breasts, and for the young men, by removing that other appendage, and you will just miraculously feel really better about yourself.
It's funny how chopping off body parts will affect you psychologically in good way.
Oh, in a good way. Yeah, right. Generally, yeah.
And they call it care. Gender-affirming
care. Affirming care.
Yeah, we're affirming the problem.
Well, we're affirming it via surgery. We're going to guess what? You are this now. Yeah, because we just fixed it. So, yeah, it's affirmed. Yeah. We have just affirmed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we confirmed it. And we affirmed it.
Because there's no going back.
And, yeah.
Things aren't going to work again.
Well, and that's the thing is, and when there were people trying to get the message out, that you're using a false argument. Many of those same people that underwent all those surgeries and puberty blockers and all that still had mental health issues. And another thing they don't want to talk about is many of them suffered worse as a result of having all that done. And then when they wanted to try to return to the best of the surgeon's ability to try to return to what biological sex you were initially, there's actually resistance to that. I mean, people in groups actively resisting that detransformation. Now, how can you look at that and wonder what in the world, where does that ideology come from that you were allowed to be surgically altered? You allowed for it. You were told, because a lot of these people are young, you were told that it's going to make you feel better about yourself. And then it doesn't. And you say, I messed up. My issues may not be related to or a great deal related to what gender I am. I want to go back as much as that's possible. And there are groups that actively would work against that. So anyway, this is good. This was an exposure of the Democrat Party, where they are, where they're headed, who the leaders are, the far left of left Marxist progressives. Not good. John Schnatter from Papa John's goes on to say, last time, Trump relied on the Republican establishment to staff his administration, forcing him to rely on people who did not share his vision and in many cases actively work to undermine him. He's not making the same mistake again. This time, he's going outside the halls of government to find people with the skills and mentality to be successful. You know, he did a great job, and then COVID hit. Of course, not his fault, but he was doing a great job, and economically, we were doing very, very well, and the unemployment numbers were fantastic, and the best they'd ever measured for blacks and Hispanics, for instance, and this is with much resistance from within his own party, within his command circle, if you will, working to undermine him at every turn. Just think about how much can get done in a positive way with these people that that share his vision, that really want to see things change and who measure themselves in the business world against competitors. They have to produce. Mm-hmm. It's a different mentality than the government mentality.
Oh, big time.
Government has no competition.
No, and you get paid no matter what. Good job, bad job, bah.
Yeah, you're not paid on the results, clearly.
No.
Most of Congress would make negative $500,000 a year. All right. So anyway, Papa John's guy. I haven't heard from him too much lately. Oh, also he said consider the new Department of Government Efficiency, the DOGE.
Yes.
led by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek is a personal friend and one of the smartest people I know, while Elon is one of the most prolific entrepreneurs in human history. They are the perfect people for this job. Hey, you know what? If other people have used this, I apologize. But I just realized who Elon Musk is. He is the reincarnation of Leonardo da Vinci. Or he's the modern Leonardo da Vinci. Think about that. I just thought of that. So if somebody else deserves credit for that, fine. I don't remember seeing or reading it anywhere. It just popped up into my head. Did you hear what I said, Greg? You were on the phone.
That's right. Talking to the fans. What's on your mind?
Elon Musk.
Yep.
He is the reincarnation
of
Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, modern,
think about a guy who was multifaceted
genius.
Yeah,
really.
And so it could be him reincarnated, or just we could just say he's the modern version.
I like that.
Of Leonardo da Vinci.
Like
somebody that doesn't come along, but every few centuries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he definitely is a one of a kind for folks these days. I mean, no doubt.
I mean, it's either that or he's an alien. So I'm just trying to pick the better of the two.
Now, see, you open.
Was I wrong there?
You, when you go opening that door, I don't know. Just saying.
Hey, when are we going to start charging this podcast guy? He made a bunch of money off Kamala Harris.
He
made more money than his whole studio cost to put together.
That's funny.
From one broadcast with Kamala.
That is hilarious.
Start charging.
Wow.
But yeah, you can probably only get that out of politicians because it's not their money.
But they're good at spending it.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And there's a little controversy about whether they really made an effort to reach out to Trump to welcome him anytime for an interview. It doesn't look like that is the case. Apparently, the host, Alex Cooper, is caught in apparent contradiction on whether Trump truly was welcome any time. But it's the podcast called Call Her Daddy, which I don't know exactly the nature of it, but my understanding is it's not really going to make you a smarter, better human being.
It's not an educational podcast, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm kind of drawing from it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything other?
No.
Okay. All right.
Although, they were smart enough to get Kamala Harris's Democrat money.
But remember, it's not her money. That's what you always have to remember.
That's right.
All right. Shaq Daddy's going to lead the parade. Gainesville Holiday Parade kicks off at noon tomorrow on West University. So get there early and cheer for Shaq and for the holidays. And make sure that you keep the Christ in Christmas, whether the folks in Gainesville want you to or not.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. All right, things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, non-political. It's coming up next. Call in now, 877-975-9825. It's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And one of the things that's making me smile, big boat parade and contest going on in Lake Weir this weekend. It's going to be tomorrow. I always have a lot of fun out there. Check that out. Also, Buholtz playing to advance in football, and Hawthorne actually playing for their state championship in the Villages.
That's awesome.
The Buholtz game is at the Citizens Field. All right. So, cheer on your folks. Good morning, Rosebud. What's making you smile?
What's making me smile is some of the topics you put up today and every day. And I've been busy with doctors. I can't get to. But what's making me smile, two things. First, the Amazonian frog venom and stuff. Well, in the old days when I was a kid back in the early 70s, we used to go frog gigging at 2 in the morning on airboats and just gig the big old frogs. And we didn't eat them. We didn't take the venom. We just took the legs and we threw the rest of the frog back in the water because my little friends, the walking fish, were always following our airboat, and I'd pass them out. Okay, you had one. You had one. Okay, you get one. And they follow us. That made me smile because we used to fry up them. They're biggest chicken drummies. It was the old days. And the one thing I want everybody to remember about what making us smile now, because Trump won, is no matter what, to make America great again, God has to be involved big time.
That makes me smile. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Trending right now on This Sky.
Hunter full and unconditional pardon.
Bail his son out instead of doing what's right.
Biden making a major reversal ahead of his exit from office.
As it happens.
Trump cabinet nominees targeted with death threats.
No one should have to live in fear.
The news station.
Fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end. There is going to be a mass deportation. Don't test us.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. New Jersey Township, they had a meeting, and they were trying to say that the American flag was a prop. Yeah, the council president, Nish Patel, was proposing an ordinance to restrict the use of props. Well, somebody was holding an American flag.
Ooh.
And he said, that's a prop, and threw him out.
Wow.
Yeah, he later realized that he was way wrong and said, that's just confusion. I never meant for the flag to be listed as a prop. Right. I like it. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, that's not a prop gun. It's your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe, awesome weekend. See ya!